Nope.
In all of Parshas Balak, we don't find any hefsekim, any gaps between the parshias. Not every parsha you find, either a psucha or a stuma, there's a gap between parshias. And Balak is one of the only places where you don't find that there's a gap. So what's the pshat? Why not? So Hagoyin Rav Shmuel David Volkin, Zatzal, used to say over B'Shem, his Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, it's a davar you do in Chazal, that the purpose of the hafsokis, purpose of having the psuchas and the stumas, is to give Moshe Rabbeinu a chance to be mizbayna in the davar, and to think over what just was said, and the amkus hadvarim, what the ramifications are, and probably for Klal Yisrael as well. The Indian was to give them that opportunity to think bein parsha l'parsha. But as we're talking about over here, Bilam HaRosha. And Bilam HaRosha, with all of his nevuas and all of his giluyim and everything, he was so caught up in the mad rush of life, he never stopped to think between one parsha and another, what are the ramifications, what does it mean, what does it mean for me, what's this special message? He never stopped. And a dugma to that, a simple example of that is, you know, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osein, from the greatest nisim ever. The Pi HaOsein was created by Hashmoshes, you know, during Sheshes he made Bereshes. The Moedik and Moedik is Ach. And Bilam, Chamor starts talking to him. He says, what do you mean? And he just talks back to it like it's a regular conversation between him and like this is an everyday occurrence. And we stop and think for a second, like, why did the Chamor start talking to me? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this? No thought whatsoever. He continues on his way. And we'll see soon. He didn't get the point about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Didn't read into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Maybe stop and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving you a message. Maybe see something over there. Never stopped to think. He was busy with his taiva. He was busy with any giluyim that he got, whatever they were. But that was it. Never stopped to think. Never allowed things to have an effect on him. So that is why there is, in the parish of Bilam, there is no psuch or stuma. There's no hefsek in Bechlau. And that's a lesson for us. You know, we have to take a lesson from that. There's so many things that happen in our life. Say good things, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He bestows chesed upon us on a regular basis, and we don't stop to think, we don't stop to appreciate. Mm-hmm. And when things don't go so well, then we're all absorbed by it. But maybe stop and think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, generally speaking, it gives you panos, it gives you mezainis, whatever, it gives you health. You know, everybody has things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, some more, some less, but everybody has things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, bestows blessings upon. I was just thinking the other night that a person could fall asleep at night. A person could fall asleep. Tremendous chesed. Tremendous chesed. So how much do we stop and think by Hamapel Chavle Shena? I know I've had times, you know, now during, before camp, I can't fall asleep so easily. You're nervous, you're... But on times when you could fall asleep easily, it's a gevaldige chesed. We just let it pass by us, and we don't, you know, people, you have to take the sleeping pills, they can't fall asleep, you know, strong sleeping pills. A person goes to sleep naturally, you know, it's a meridike chesed. You have to stop and think. The way of Bilam HaRosha is, you can have the greatest things happening, and Bechlal, he doesn't pay attention to anything, you know. And there's no psuchas and no stumas. We have to make psuchas and stumas. And especially nowadays, it's difficult because life, the acceleration of life has become so great. Everything's so fast. Everything's one after the other. And there's a pressurized life. But that's the avodah. And bedavke in such a matziv, we have to see to it that that we put machshava into it. It's Rav Schwab, Shimon Schwab. He spent the Shabbos by the Chofetz Chaim. So he used to say over memories of what he picked up from the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim asked him, what did the mun taste like? So he said, whatever a person wanted it to taste like. He wanted it to taste like steak. It tasted like steak. He wanted it to taste like honey. It tasted like honey. Whatever you want. So Chofetz Chaim asked him, what happens if a person didn't think? So he said, I don't know. The truth is the Torah says it tasted like Lashad HaShomen, but I think what the Chofetz Chaim was, if a person didn't think, it didn't have a special taste. It had a generic taste, but it didn't have a special taste. He says, from that you could learn a lesson that whatever happens in a person's life, if he doesn't think into it, he doesn't give it machshava, he's not misbaining what just happened, whether it's a Shabbos, whether it's a Yontif, whether it's a chesed from Hashem, or whether it's the opposite Hashem sends us. If we don't stop and think, nothing has time. It's a bland, it's a bland taste, a generic taste, and we don't get anything out of life. That was one of the chesroinis of Bilam. Vayishlach malochim el Bilam ben Ba'ar. He sent messengers to Bilam ben Ba'ar. Balak sent messengers to Bilam ben Ba'ar. So the famous Rashi. Rashi brings down the Chazal. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his shkina on a goy that's a Rasha? So that there shouldn't be a pischein pet to the goy. The goy will say, if you would have given us somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu, we also would have been on a higher madrega. We also could have been mekabel the Torah. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a person like Bilam, who had mamish tremendous kaychas. And what happened? Not only wasn't Bilam mazir them lamutav, but the exact opposite. The goyim used to be zohir and arayos, and he gave them the idea to be pirates together that they should give their daughters over prisoners. Those are Rashi. So what's talking to Pshat? How does a person like Bilam, he's given such kaychas, tremendous kaychas, and he was able to communicate with Hashem. How does it happen that he had such a mapola? Like, what went wrong over there? There's many different shotim. But I just saw from our goyim HaTzadik, Reb Chaim Yitzchok Chaikin Zatzal. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshivas Chachmei Tzarfas in Aix-les-Bains in France. Yodim Godel Ad Moed. The Heilige Heilige Yid. So he said like this, Chazal Sein Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzorei. The true storage within a person comes through Yiras Hashem, which means, according to the amount of Yiras Hashem a person stores within him, he's able to hold on to the Eitzvus HaTorah, Eitzvus HaChochmah. But if a fellow is not careful with storing Yiras Shamayim within himself, then he's missing the preservative of Chochmah. He's missing the preservative for all good things, for all good midas. The Yisayit to everything is Yiras Shamayim. And with this he explained the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisein Chochmah, Elo L'mishi Yesh Bei Chochmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not place Chochmah within a person unless he has Chochmah. So the famous question is, where did the first Chochmah come from? If you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to place the Chochmah within you, where is the first Chochmah? So he says, and others from say it as well, that's referring to the Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem, that a person has to acquire on his own. That means working on his midas, that means being mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has that reishis chachmah yiras Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he showers down more chachmah upon him. But if a fellow is missing the basic reishis chachmah yiras Hashem, it's not going to do any good to endow him with chachmah or to endow him with special ruchnis diki kaychas. It's all going to go down the drain. So the ikur, you have to start with that reishis chachmah yiras Hashem. She says that's what he wants to. That's what he says with Bilam over here. Bilam was giving gevaldige kaychas, but he was lacking the basic, the fundamental, the reishis chachmah yiras Hashem. He says marshal amadavre diamond. Says there's a woman goes over to her neighbor's room. This woman does not know the first thing about cooking. She asks her neighbor, "Teach me the secrets of cooking." So the neighbor tells her recipes for this and the recipes for that, tells her exactly how to make it and what temperature to cook it at. And the woman goes home, she has all the instructions, she does exactly as she was told, and the food comes tasting up as a mere taste. She goes back to her friend and she says, "I did exactly what you did. You must have left out an ingredient. I did exactly what you told me to do, and the food tasted horrible. What's the pshat?" So the woman questions her, "Did you do this? I did everything." She says, "Well, did you wash out the pot from the previous cooking before you cooked this?" "Oh no, I forgot." So he says, "There's your answer. If you had the old, farzabita food from the previous time you cooked, you didn't clean it out. That's nice and tamal of gam. That ruined everything. You first have to clean out the keli. You have to make sure it's spotless, that there's no residue from any previous dishes. And then you can use these ingredients and cook a nice maichu." That was the problem with Bilam. He was missing the Yerushalayim. The keli was full of garbage. The keli in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed the bracha on was filled with kol mine dvarim ma'asurim. And the Meila, the Chochmah, with all the kaychas, the ruchnis, the kaychas, fell by the wayside. You could have all the kaychas in the world, but if a Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, it took years before he came right to the, you know, he was, as a kid, he was mechunach by his mother. Then he had to run away and goes, and he had to work on his midas. Then he went through tremendous nisyonos before HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Har Chayrei, Har Sinai. So the key word is, if a person wants to be zeichet to all that, it should have a kiyum. There's got to be work on Yerush Shemayim. That is the hakdamah to everything. Vayichar afaloi kim. When Hashem saw that he's going with the sorei bolak, Hashem got angry at him. Ki hoylechu. Vayishyatziv malach Hashem baderech. Malach Hashem stood on the way, l'sotin loy, to impede his way. He was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. So there's a number of questions that are asked over here by the Mefarshim. Number one, why was Hashem angry at him? Hashem told him to go. If they're coming to call you, go with them. Teretz is, but the first time, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got into a conversation with Bilam, he said, so Bilam was over on that. But the question is, but the second time Hashem told him he had to go. Right? So he was following the words of Hashem. So what was Hashem angry at? Like, what did he get at? And also, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu change his words? L'chatchila he tells him not to go, and then he tells him he had to go. So Rabbi Chama Wasserman has a pshat over here on this whole parasha, this Indian. He says the following. The problem with Bilam was, he said, L'yuchal laver is pi Hashem. What Hashem tells him, he says, that I can't be over. But that's as far as he was willing to go. To do the Ratzon Hashem was beyond the words of Hashem that he wasn't willing to do. So the Chachila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, do not go with them. Don't go with them. So I can't be over. But deep down inside, he really wants to go. He has a taiva for a moment. He has a taiva for covet. His Ratzon is, he doesn't really want to be mevatel his Ratzon. Hashem said, I can't. Hashem sees that he really wants to go. So Hashem changed his mind. Not changed his mind, Chas v'shalom. Hashem changed his words. Bilam should have understood that this is not the Ratzon HaBayre. You know, he only goes by the word of Hashem. Now Hashem said, I can go, fine, I can go. Right? But the emes is, he should have seen that the Ratzon Hashem is not to let him go. But he went anyway. So Hashem got angry. Person of your caliber in Kaychis, you should be somebody that wants to be Mekayim the Ratzon of Hashem, right? But Bilam was only willing to go because of the word of Hashem. If Hashem doesn't say it's awesome, then I'm allowed to do it. The minute Hashem says you can go, boom, he was out like a cannonball. This is why Hashem got angry. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Kishe b'nei Yisrael oisin ritzayne shalmakai nikru ubanim. When they do the Ratzon of Hashem, they're called sons. When they don't do the Ratzon of Hashem, then they're called servants. So Ritzel of Petterberg asks a question, what do you mean a servant does the Ratzon of his master? A good servant does what his master wants him to do. So what do you mean, Kishainim Oisin Ritzaina Shalmakaim, Nikru Abadim? So Ritzel says, he says, a servant does not do the Ratzon of his master. A servant listens to the command of his master. What's the difference between an Eved and a son? A son that loves his father, and he hears his father in the other room saying, I am so thirsty. A good son rushes to get his father a glass of water or a drink. An Eved doesn't do it unless he's commanded to do it. So, when they do the Ratzon of Hashem, even without being commanded to do it, that's a ben, that's a son that loves his father. They don't do it because it's the will of Hashem. They do it only if Hashem commands them to do it. But past the commandment he's not willing to do, that's already called an Eved. And this is why Hashem was angry at Bilam. He says, Lefi, your darga of understanding, of seeing the higher things in the Bria, you should have been one that saw me take my words, I don't want you to go. That's why Vayichar Af Hashem. Why Hashem changed in the middle? But there are right to Leilach Mailich, and I say, I'm not going to hold you back. Habol Tahir Messiah, and I say, somebody wants to be metame, hey, let him go. You know, do your own thing. Hashem doesn't take away the koyach habachira. Abul Maisi was angry. It's a time on you. Why did you only go bust to the word of Hashem? You should have seen me take the rutzen. There's a Mayri Dikir Ritva in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, a Meirdik Ritva, you find numerous times in the Gemara brings an asmachta for something, a remez ledover. Rabbanu made a takana, and they said, you know, asmachta ledover, or remez ledover zeminayin. You know, it says it in the Torah. What's pshat in the remez? Manoshet. If it's a takana de Rabbanan, then what's it doing in the Torah? Right? And if there's a remez in the Torah, so then it's a deraisim. Which just sounds like a pesadrusnik kind of a word. Agav, you can stick it into the pasuk also, you know. If it's a takana de Rabbanan, what's it doing in the pasuk? So the Ritva says, Ritva says it's like parents. Parents, a lot of times, they'd like their children to be on a certain madrega, but they can't mon it from them. You know, they can't father it from them. There's certain things that they require, certain things they would like them to do. So they don't tell it to them openly because they're scared they're going to overburden them. But mitoich their words, they hint that this is what they would like the children to do. If a kid is perceptive, he'll pick it up and he'll do what his father and mother want to do. Kid's not perceptive, he won't. The Ritva says that's what an asmachta is. That's what a remez is. Hashem, there's certain things he gives us as a tzivoy, b'tayus a chiyuv, right? But certain things he didn't want to overburden us. Over his meramis to his rotzen in the Torah. And the Chachamim were perceptive enough to be able to see mitoich the words of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alluded to this. And the middle, they were kovei, it is a chiyuv already. That's the pshat masmach, the Ritva says this beferish. So this is what Bilam cannot pick up on. His taiva was so great. He could not bring himself to read between the lines what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's why Hashem was angry. L'fiyo madrega of giluyim, you should have been able to see what my true rotzen is and not to go bust through the letter of the law and do the, you know, not to do the rotzen of Hashem. V'yiftach Hashem es piho asayin. Hashem opened up the mouth of the donkey. V'tomer lebilam, me'o sisiloch, ki kisani zesh sholosh regolam. What did I do to you that you hit me these three times? So Rashi brings down the Chazal. Ki kisani zeh sholosh regolim. You're trying to be oiker, a nation that celebrates three regolim a year? That was the remez over here. Ki kisani zeh sholosh regolim. You're trying to be oiker, a nation that celebrates three regolim. They're oiler regal three times a year. So everybody asks the question, what's the connection with Shaykhis? You know, because they keep Sholosh Regolim. So, what's the big deal over here? So there was a Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael of Pilev. He says the following. He says, Bisman the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. The Bnei Yisrael went up three times a year. It was very difficult. It was not comfortable. The Etzem trip was not comfortable. To bring your children with you was not comfortable. Hashem gave special schar for it. But it wasn't easy, you know. Once they were in Yerushalayim, there was millions of people there at the time. Yerushalayim is not as big as it is today. And there was millions of people there. Chazal say that Loi Omer Ish L'Reyehu Tzar Li Hamakim Elon Misham. Nobody ever complained. Oh, it's a slum area. There were never any complaints. Everybody was so orangutan and enjoying the Shechina, the Shaykhis with the Shechina, nobody ever complained. But here Bilam is going on his way. He's, you know, he wants to make riches, he wants to get covered, and the chamor grazes against the wall, and he hurts his foot, starts screaming right away like mamash. So he says, you have a havamina that you're going to go and be oiker, a nation that so has such resolve to celebrate with Hashem. It's so connected to Hashem that they go through the biggest discomforts and nobody complains about it. You know, you have the slightest little discomfort and you go meshugah. Where do you have shaykhs that root in such a nation? Their resolve is so great, they don't feel any pain. The raya that you're not so resolute, you know, even in your mammon and even in your taiva, that you have a little pain, go, you know, your foot's grazed against the wall, gaze to meshugah. He says, you have no kayach whatsoever. You're a little snowflake compared to Klal Yisrael. You know, they're resolute. They go through, you know, tzar, discomfort to be close to Hashem. Where do you stand a chance against them? That's the way the Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael of Pilev, wanted to touch up this chazal. One of the things that Bilam said about Klal Yisrael, hen om levodod yishkain, they are a people that dwells in solitude. They dwell alone. Uvagoyim lo yischashov, and they're not reckoned amongst the nations. One time, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, it was an Erev Shabbos, and he went to the mikveh. And on his way back from the mikveh, he sees a whole gang of huliganis, and there's some good angeshiker. They're good and shiker, and they're really full of revelry and singing and dancing at the top of their lungs. So he just came out of the mikveh. He didn't want to come anywhere near them. You know, you don't want them to touch him. You know, so he like standing against the wall. They shouldn't come near him. And as he's standing against the wall, he overhears one of the guys saying to the other, "Ivan," he says, "don't go near that filthy Jew. You might catch something." She was happy, Baruch Hashem. You know, he doesn't have a problem. You know, they don't want to come near him. See, afterwards, when he came to his Talmudim, Baal Shem said, through that mice, I see pshat in this pasuk. Hen om levodod yishkain. How are we successful to be a nation all alone in our kedusha that nobody can come to us? Only because uba goyim lo yischashov. Because the goyim, they think we're mias. We're not chashuv by the goyim. So they themselves isolate us. If they isolate us, that's the biggest hope for us that we can maintain our kedusha. Adarabba, it was when Napoleon started giving us rights and the ghetto walls fell down. When people saw outside the ghetto walls and they saw was tutzach by the goyim, and they wanted to become like the secular world, that's when the problem started. When Napoleon was fighting against Russia, so I think it was the Balatani, there was a chalukei deis amongst the Gedolim, what's better for Klal Yisrael? I believe the Balatani and the Koshnitz and Maga, they both were going to follow for Napoleon's downfall. Because as bad as the Tsar was, as achzoriistic and rishistic as he was, he says over Klal Yisrael, they could withstand that through hardship. But Napoleon, who's coming to give equal rights to everybody, he's going to make the Jews equal with everybody else. That's the worst sakana for the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. And that's right over here. Hen om levodod yishkain. When do we stand a chance of remaining alone and not mingling with the goyim? Only as long as uva goyim lo yischashov, as long as the goyim are not machshav us at all, that gives us hope that we'll be able to maintain our kedusha. There's another pasuk that Bilam said. Later on, hen om kiloviyokum. Behold the people, they stand up like a young lion. Lovi is a young lion, a lion cub. The chari is nasa. And they raise themselves up like a full fledged, like a big lion. Lo yishkav ad yoichol teref. He doesn't lay till he consumes his prey. Vidam chalolim yishte. And the blood of the slain he drinks. So Rashi says, what is this hen om kelovi yokum? Vosmeintos of Rashi, when they get up from their sleep in the morning, they misgaber like a young lion. And later on, they get stronger to chat mitzvahs like a big lion. Those are Rashi. And the pasuk also, it starts out with a young lion and ends up with a big lion. So Dafin Fashtein, why does the Navi start the pasuk comparing them to a lion cub, a young lion, and then it goes up to a big lion? What exactly is the chilek over here? So the Mezrus HaMagid says, when a yid gets up in the morning and he asks, and he has emes de keshiva to be oved Hashem, when he starts out in the morning, he starts out like a lovey. But as it gets further and further in the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him more siyata d'shmaya, and more siyata d'shmaya, and more siyata d'shmaya, and then the little lion becomes into a big lion. And he gathers koiches to chat more mitzvahs, and to chat more mitzvahs, and to chat more mitzvahs. That is why in the beginning it says, hen om kelovi yishkayim. But as the day gets on, the more kedusha he's upside, that kedusha adds and adds and adds, and he becomes like a lion. Reb Chaim Volozhiner used to say, a tried and true method of being matzliach, when a person gets up in the morning and he's makabel on himself, the oil ha-tayra, the emes, and he's makabel on himself that nothing is going to be able to hinder me in my avoida, in my tefillah, in my tayra, and he really means it, is bodhaka menusa that lafi is kabbalah in the beginning of the day, that's how vaiti goes throughout the day. If a person means it really sincerely, he's not going to let anything deter him from his regular path, then he's very matzliach. Person means it here sincerely. But that's why he starts out, you know, a person starts out today a little bit on the tired side. But as he progresses and he has in mind he wants to serve Hashem, that is Moshev Koichus and Koichus and Koichus and Beiter Koichus. Lohibit Oven Biyankish, Veloiro Amel Biyisrael. Hashem does not perceive any wrongdoing in Yaakov. He doesn't see any perversity in Yisrael. Hashem Elokav Imoy, Hashem is God is with him. Usruas Melech Boy, and the friendship of a Melech is with Klal Yisrael. Tosis and Mesech Tzavay Dezorah, that Dalet Amid Beis says that Bilam HaRasha, we know that the Gemara says he knew the exact nanosecond when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael, and that's when he wanted to curse them. So Tosis not like the Zohar, says, what can he say in a rag? Probably a second, not a nanosecond, but it was a second, sometime during the day. What kind of a klola could you possibly say in one rag? So Tosis not like the Zohar says, he wanted to say, kolein, destroy them. Kolein, destroy them. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He took the word kolein and he made it the same letters, he turned it into the word melech. And Melech is Dover Bracha for Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat over here. Lehibit Dover B'Yakov, Le'Rolam Yisrael, Usruas Melech Bay. The friendship of a Melech is within Klal Yisrael. He wanted to make it, it should be Kolei, Usruas Melech Bay. And that's also the pshat, when in Sefer Dvarim it says, V'yavach Hashem Elokech L'cho, es haklola lebracha. Those very letters of the klola that he wanted to give kolein, that gufa turned into a bracha, melech, and the fact that we're mekabel Hashem is our melech, that's the biggest bracha for us. Just one more short word. Vayisa Bilam Esenov, Vayaras Yisrael, Shoichem Lishvatav. Bilam lifted his eyes and he saw Klal Yisrael dwelling according to his shvatim, Vatiyalav Ruach Elokim. Zabrashi, what did Bilam see over here that gave him this inspiration of Ruach Elokim? He saw thousands of tents, and no two tents have their doors facing to each other. He saw the tents not facing each other. Why was that something that he was so in his fault from? That should be Ma'ayur Brach. So he saw Pshat brought down. Sefer is called Lis'adin Bahavos. So he says a very nice Pshat. He says, Bilam wanted to give an ayin hara to them. That was one of the koichas that he had. He had the koich of ayin hara, to place an ayin hara against Klal Yisrael. You know, the Gemara says, Osir la'odam lakam b'kumah. A person's not allowed to stand b'kumah. V'sodah chaverik shehi b'kumah. That's ayin hara. So when he saw that the doors are not facing each other, they turn away from each other, that people are not interested in seeing what's tutzach bayenim, that people want to stay away from ayin hara, so that right away gave him a chalishas adas. Here I want to be mazik them with ayin hara, and they themselves are careful not to give each other ayin hara. They don't care what's in the other person's tent. They don't care what's tutzach bayenim. His private affairs are his private affairs, and my private affairs are mine. So they're so zor in the inyan of looking at yenim, he saw that he can't have a kayach over them. Mida keneged mida. If they are so zohir in the Indian of Ayin Hara, then how in the world could I have shlita over them with my Ayin Hara? So my suitor, Mrs. Alman Melitz, Zeche Tzadik Lebracha, he had a nephew by the name of Reb David Finkel, Hagoyin Reb David Finkel, an enikel of the Alter from Slabodka, was a nephew of Mrs. Alman. He was Nebuch Nifter at a young age. He was a Goyin. He could have been from the Gedolei Yisrael. But he was a Talmud of Mrs. Alman, his uncle. He was also, he had a good sense of humor. And he always used to like to schlep out of Rav Zalman. Rav Zalman used to like to hide himself, hide his midas, and he always used to try and pull out. What was this all about? What's that all about? And so one time they're going to Mincha. They went to Mincha, and on the way back from Mincha, Rav Zalman says, he says, David, let's go around a different way. Let's go home a different way. So why? What was wrong with the way there? I like to see other yin, more yin. And if you go around the long way, we can go around the short way. It's the pittle tire, you know. And Mrs. Alman tries evading the topic, and he's still So Mrs. Allen was forced to tell him. He says, on the way to Mincha, we passed by a house and had a front lawn, and it was ripening its melons in the sun. So Chazal say, it's usher to stand in your friend's field with Shashua and be become usher. I'm scared I'm going to give an iron hara in the mail. I don't want to pass by the field. Who thinks like that? You know, most people don't think like that, but he took the Chazal seriously. Doesn't want to give an iron hara. You know, and that's the pshat over here, that Bilam wanted to come with the koyach of ayin hara, but if they themselves look away from each other, they don't see, they're not jealous of each other, then my koyach of ayin hara is not going to work on them. Guten Shabbos, everybody, and have a good summer. Guten Shabbos.
Gemara says, is it asking for, how did the Chazal, what basis did Chazal use for the Takana? Is that what